just get a synopsis of the decisions taken. The one of which the first item, which was approved. The second was, are there any issues relating to the second item, which was the neighborhood watches? Any recommendations that you want to raise there?
Chair, with regards to the neighborhood watches, if we could just get that, or just informally request that they, I know that they've made a commitment to provide us with an updated one until it goes live, but I think it's important that we get that as it gets updated for the neighborhood watches and gets established, so that we have that.
Two neighborhood watch groups that I mentioned, the Europe and the KTC one.
You want to know the stats?
Yes.
Oh, so just want to request PRASA to have these some of these neighborhood watches deployed on our rails, our trains, public transport. But we being PRASA's combat.
On that second. Thank you, Chairperson. The committee also requested the list of the names of the other applicants who applied for the vacancy of the ombudsman, and also an updated list of the risk rating of each neighborhood watch.
All right, then, as far as the last item is concerned, the presentation of the Public Service Commissioner's report, are there any recommendations you want to make in that regard?
Is the number of natural detrition, people leaving the service due to resignation, stress-related illnesses or death, or being fired or whatever the case may be in this reporting period.
Okay, but that's a question for the police and not human resources, the police, and not for the provincial commission. Okay, we did. I would like to write to the Public Service Commissioner and ask him to render an addendum as far as by taking those two key indicators into account. One is which is the statistics relating to population growth or decline, and secondly, the crime statistics patterns over the last while. In other words, our ranking in the crime. So. Yeah, so we, that's one of the recommendations that we write to them. Okay. Yep.
On that one, I don't feel okay. With this report, where they could not get the necessary information to which they wanted. I'm trying to understand this report, but I realize there are gaps. Maybe they need to pursue the SAPS further to get the information that we want, because I really find myself hamstrung to report or to argue on this report. It's not enough. It's not addressing the concerns that were raised on the letter itself.
I agree with you. I think that's why I took the line that I did. I think that the recommendations are not significant at all. I mean, the facts speak for themselves on the basis of the information that was given to them. And if they had explored those other avenues that I have indicated they should have considered, they would have come to very strong recommendations as far as I'm concerned.
Remember what?
This is to Dylan first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could we not recommend that we get the provincial commissioner and the national commissioner to the committee? Yeah.
But the provincial and the national commissioner need to come and account for
my question is, I would like to have more clarity on how the THRR as a theoretical paradigm speaks to the dynamics on the ground. I'm talking about the disjunction. I see a disjunction, as though these two things are totally removed from each other.
Not that I'm overcritical.
I mean, I don't have any problems with THRR, but there's some void, disconnection.
Basil, this scientific formula, as I mentioned, has been around for a long time, and it is just a guideline. At the end of the day, the personnel staffing at station level is based on a couple of primary indicators: crime levels, population density, geography. Those are the only three things that count. And that'll indicate the levels of the thing, and you put that footprint down, and then you amend it according to the changes, whether the population is increasing or declining, or whether crime is increasing or declining. It's a very, very simple exercise. They've made it as complex as possible because they want to use it as an excuse to try and bullshit the public when they ask straight questions. It's as simple as that. But well, they can come and try and present it to you, but as you heard, a full colonel didn't fully understand the theorem themselves. Okay, anything else? Are we done? All right, so we must drop that letter, please. I'd like to get it off by the end of the week, please. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Our next meeting is next week. Yeah, we've got a meeting next week, and we've got a couple of meetings in June. Okay, next week we're meeting on Wednesday, and it is community safety, a briefing by South African Police Service on Operation Thunder. And then a briefing by Department of Community Safety on updated implementation of Khayelitsha Commission of Inquiry, and a briefing by the Department of Community Safety on the alcohol harms reduction game changer. Okay.
Thanks for the